You know, yesterday we were, some of us that were married were trying to beat some of the single men in softball. And as we sat on the sideline and we talked amongst ourselves, it became clear to us that we were one step away from the infirmary. Everyone was complaining for a shoulder, a knee. And the point is that very quickly you go from being a young boy like Samuel, being serviceable to the Lord, to being someone who is old. And I think it's important for us to understand, young people, that we need to be available to the Lord in our youth. That when we have the vitality, we have the, all of our faculties are sharp, the skills, that the talents, the natural abilities that the Lord has given to each one of you, to have them made available to Him in your youth. And then we think of the spiritual gifts that He has imparted to you, to each one of us who believes on Him, that we would use them. I think it was Brother R.K. Campbell. I remember this years ago when I was a boy, a teenager. He said, you know, you see many who say they want to serve the Lord, and seemingly they never get involved. And when they then believe it's time, they're too old. And he likened it to a story of a man that wanted to learn how to swim. And he went to the library and he bought every book he could find on how to swim, the breaststroke, the side stroke. And he said, you know, after he had completed all of his research and he had everything fine-tuned in his mind, you know what happened? He was too old to get in the water. So here it is that Samuel, though, we read that Samuel was faithful to the Lord. And the circuit here really means that he was busy for the Lord. He wasn't in his home thinking about what he should do. Samuel was a doer. And he went from one place encouraging the saints to another place. And we see this amongst the servants of the Lord, right? Brothers who will visit our locale on an annual basis or biannual basis. They'll come, they'll minister. And we look forward to their ministry the next year if the Lord should tarry. They're doing these things in their youth. So young people, there'll come a time when we're too old to serve the Lord. But how blessed it is that we can be like Samuel, who served him in his youth. And even though he gets old now and there may be some weakness that comes in, he was one that was available from the time he was a child.
I just was thinking of the young man that came in here this morning. I'll put John on the spot. What's the first thing that you thought of that fella as he was speaking? What did you see?
I said, well, now there's someone with energy.
He was excited about what he was doing. He was, you could see it. It showed on his face. Let me tell you again, as far as I'm concerned, that our brother from Jamaica, when he was preaching the gospel the other night, I'll never forget the smile on his face as he spoke about Jesus. You know, it's a wonderful thing. We're serving the Lord. And I want to encourage young people, go home to your local meeting. See a need. A need is an opportunity. Do we realize that? A need that God has opened your eyes to is an opportunity for the Spirit of God to use you to fill that need. Your brothers and sisters are also getting older at home. All of us are. And as the Lord has not come, some of us move on and others move into these areas of service where we can say, Lord, now what do you want me to do? This was Philip. This was Stephen. It was just a matter of waiting on tables. But you know what they said? They said, Lord, I'm available. I'm ready. Use me for your name's sake. So I think of what Tony was saying to begin with. God has given us natural abilities. I trust we're using those for Him. He gave gifts to every man according to his several abilities. And so then what God has given us, naturally speaking, we use those features to help with the spiritual gift that He's given us. And it's a wonderful thing. Blessing comes to the people of God through men and women of God who are available.
Just to continue on that thought, about if we wait till we're older to really think we know everything and therefore now we can teach or we can ask the Lord to use us in a way that we deem proper. And to continue on with Brother Chuck's thought, are we a Joel or an Abiah right now, sitting here? And we have turned aside after lucre, taken bribes, and perverted judgment, whatever you have in your life. Did you know the Lord can still use you? When you commit that to Him and say, I realize that I have sinned before the Lord, my life is full of broken pieces, but Lord, if I commit it to You, You can help me get through that, whatever it is in your life, the multi things we all deal with, and say, Lord, use me for Your honor and Your glory and help me to put myself aside. He can take those broken pieces, and I do not remember, maybe you can help me, when somebody takes pieces of glass or pieces of pottery and makes a mural, what is that called? A mosaic. Christ can still take the broken pieces of our lives in our home assemblies, out in the world in the gospel, and can still show Himself, shine through, show His glory if we give the pieces to Him.
Point is right after we have won a battle and the devil knows exactly where to attack. He attacks the leading people such as Samuel's sons, like they were judges and the devil had snagged them and they turned aside and judged not properly at all. And he knows exactly where to attack to affect the most people towards him, the devil.
Well, I'm sorry, Brother.
Go ahead.
I think some care needs to be taken, though, because youth does not always equal, okay, I'm young so I can serve, because I think that's the problem with the choice of Saul. They say, okay, Samuel's old. There's the biggest, strongest, tallest guy. He's going to be able to do the job. And the reality is youth does, just because you're young and you have the energy and maybe you know a scripture or two, that doesn't mean you should jump feet first into the field. What it really takes, it takes the training that Samuel had. Samuel had training from a young age. So be in scriptures, be in prayer, study to show thyself approved, and then with prayerful consideration, you could use your youth. But you shouldn't just say, well, I'm young. Brother Chuck said I'm young. I'm going to serve right now. It takes training. It takes care. It takes being under the sound of the word.